if you'll take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. And once again, a beautiful, nice, deep breath, bringing your awareness fully into your body. Being very present. And with your next breath, if you would please place your hand over your high heart, over your thymus, if possible, that tactile connection and the palm of your hand being an extension of the high heart. Just allow that awareness in that part of your body. And with your next breath, if you would go ahead and open up your central column. Seeing that beautiful column of light in the center of your core. And I'm going to ask you to go ahead and extend that very, very quickly all the way down into the crystalline core of Gaia. Tapping into her crystalline core frequencies and energies. She is illuminating, upshifting, and aligning so profoundly right now. It's a moment-by-moment ride, connected into her frequencies and her heart center. And as you're connecting in with that, stabilize your central column and the connection all the way down, piercing quickly through all of the distortions within her body, all the way down into the crystalline core. And I want you to just spend a little bit of time with your awareness at the crystalline core. If you can see, sense, feel, or hear anything, allow that wisdom to come in. Right now I'm dropping in. There's all kinds of flashes of blueprints and cathedral architecture and light architecture flashing in front of me right now as I'm in her crystalline core. Sounds, colors, tones, frequencies, blueprints, full-on blueprints. I don't know that I've ever seen full-on blueprints with her in her crystalline core before, but it's like flashing one up and then it's gone and then the next one comes up and then it dissipates. It's like a slideshow at the moment. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. Wow. Beautiful. There's so much encoding coming in right now. The blueprints, the architecture blueprints, they look like temples. They look like cathedrals made out of light. They look like light cities of light. They look like physical architecture. Versus just grid systems. Wow. Just take a nice deep breath and allow those blueprints, whether you can sense them, feel them, hear them, or not, just allow those to come in. They're showing me that these are blueprints for the original cathedral temples of light that were originally set to be all the way up into 70 Gaia. There's some that are Terra levels, but this is actually imprinting into you the actual temples and architectures in which you have been privy in what we would call in linear time past lives or future lives. Wow. They're still coming in. Just take a nice deep breath. Wow, she didn't even give us a chance to get fully anchored yet. This is really pouring in. I want you to go ahead and leave your awareness there, but I also want you to bring and breathe up that all the frequencies, all the information, all the architecture, everything that she is bringing into your awareness. I want you to breathe it up your central column, all the way up through into your body, into your heart, into your high heart. And I want you to allow it to start imprinting into your fields of light. This is helping to purge some of those distorted experiences held within your body, within your light body, within your cellular intelligence. Wow. Okay. So with the same awareness playing out in the crystalline core of Gaia and in your heart, we're going to very quickly extend our central column out the crown, out through the galactic star, even further out through our sun in the solar system and beyond, going through the galactic core all the way out into the universe, into the cosmic heart, directly into the cosmic heart. And the cosmic heart, this continues to evolve in the awareness as well. And this is just pure fields of light, pure fields of source energy at that cosmic heart level. And as these, just allow yourself to be, to feel these architectural temples and cathedrals purge into your fields. They're like spinning on the vertical, very much spinning on the vertical. So it's like they're coming up and the center point is still within your central column, and they're spinning counterclockwise through your fields, like wiping, collecting distortions, and then coming back around, and the pristine blueprint of that architecture imprinting, and the next one is coming up and going on a vertical spin counterclockwise. And these, not all of us have the same blueprints. You're getting exactly the ones that need to be cleared and purified and then re-imprinted with pristine architecture. Wow, this is fascinating. Take a nice deep breath and bring your awareness again back up into the cosmic heart, into that source intelligence fields of universal life force and love at the cosmic heart. Wow. Some of you may actually feel as if your heart center is burning. There may be a little bit of a fire or a heat sensation, right? Actually between the heart chakra and the high heart chakra. This is perfect. It's just burning off that old imprints. This is incredible. Wow. Beautiful. And then bring your awareness back up into the cosmic heart, all the way out into the incredible universal life force as if it was the ball of pre-matter, light, and pre-light, the void. Also referred as dark matter, not to be confused with anything that is less than divine. But this is pulsing. And if you put yourself in the awareness of that universal cosmic heart frequency, you can feel the pulsing, the phasing in and out of matter, antimatter, matter, antimatter, matter, antimatter. And the antimatter would be the closest thing I could really speak to as dark matter. This is the void. This is where everything exists pre any manifestation into light. Wow. And as you are connecting into that cosmic heart, that pulsing, that phasing is really profound. I haven't felt it phase like this before. Almost like a heartbeat in and out, but it's moving pretty quickly, the phasing in and out. And as you're connecting into that frequency of pure source intelligence, I want you to just feel into that with your awareness. Still aware of your body and your connection into the crystalline core and those architecture blueprints. We're almost done with that. There's a few that have still got blueprints that are moving in the fields, but we're about 99%. There we go. Everyone's complete with that. Beautiful. So then I want you to go ahead and breathe down that universal cosmic heart intelligence. Bring it down through the galactic core, down through our sun in this solar system, down through the galactic star location of your own light body. It's kind of stopping right there for a moment. Beautiful. It is at your galactic star, and now it's gone back up slightly. Well, it's all relative. Slightly is probably your body's length above your galactic star, a point directly above the center of your galactic star. Beautiful. Take a nice, beautiful, deep breath, bringing your awareness directly above the center of your crown, about your body's length, out through your galactic star, and even above that. And you're going to begin to feel this energy start to pour around you simultaneously in 360 degrees. Wow. Completely encompassing, about the same length below your Earth star. This is making a larger field. And as it goes down and passes through, the energy coming up from Gaia's crystalline core, it is merging. There's the word, merging with that frequency. Whew. Wow. And as it goes through the center point below you, again, in 360 degrees all around you, that emerald, there's emerald, there's amethyst, there's gold, aqua, there's all kinds of different, those are the predominant ones. In this plasma-like, iridescent, a light bubble around you that now encompasses both your galactic and your Earth star. Wow. And the center of your high heart at your thymus, there is a horizontal ring that is extending it like a disc, that is extending out to the outer levels of this 360 bubble of light that has just been created around you. Whew, we're going really deep. And this disc is extending out to touch this now. So it's as if you've got this disc coming out of the high heart thymus that now extends to the edge of this beautiful circle of light around you. Some of you may be feeling your eyes start to burn. There's quite a bit happening in the optical nerve at this time, but there's also two more discs, one now at the throat and one that is coming in at the heart that is expanding out. Let that stabilize. Two more discs. One coming out of your, where your pineal would be, and your solar plexus would be. Ooh, wow. Your eyes may feel like they're blinking. They may be moving quite quickly. There might be sensations in them. Wow. Two more horizontal discs that are extending out to that outer ring. This one at your crown. and your sacral. Another one slightly above your head, below your galactic star, and at the base. Beautiful. Two more above. Again, we haven't hit the galactic star yet, and it's about your knees. And two more above and below. They're showing me there's going to be 15 total. So the center one at the high heart, seven below and seven above. All reaching out to the outer bubble that we have now created. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Allow these to just come online. They're all horizontal. Sorry, horizontal. Gosh, I get that. Horizontal discs. There's a total of 15. The center one at the high heart, seven above and seven below. Encased in this beautiful circle bubble, 360 bubble of light. Beautiful. This has to do with the father principle, the frequency of, well, there's the mother principle that works at a 13, and this is the father principle that works at a 15. And they're showing me the 15. Seven below, seven above, that's 14. And then the 15th from the high heart. All 15 levels, discs, now starting to harmonize, if you will. They're showing me this actually has very little to do with the architecture blueprints that came up. Those just had to be loaded before this could come in, or that was the most efficient way to do this. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. The discs are almost wobbly. For some of you that are trying to entrain to a higher frequency, and there's some massive purging that's going on, you may feel like coughing. You may feel like something to really move that distorted energies. Beautiful. Thank you. Take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. This does very much so have to do with the clearing of distortions. Through many of the mystery schools, but especially through Egypt. This has to do with another level of purification from the distortions from Orion. And we often think about Orion and Sirius with the pyramids in Giza. And the purification of this planetary gate. And the distortions that move through the collective fields of consciousness, the grid systems on the planet that are still being purged of distorted energies and frequencies. Showing me from what I can remember and recall, like the outline of the chambers within the pyramids, or the main pyramid. I'm sure many of you have seen illustrations or pictures like I have in the past. With alignments with the king's chamber and the queen's chamber and how they align with the stars and all of that kind of thing. We've seen those depicted. That is what is they're showing me at this time as we're in this purging process. As these 15 horizontal rod discs begin to take form and become part of our light body. And again, this is the father principle. This is the rod architecture, the horizontal within our system. Take a beautiful, nice, deep breath and just bring your awareness down into your high heart. You may begin to feel quite a bit going on in the pituitary, in the pineal, and the hypothalamus. I think I say that right. Beautiful. Ooh, and there is a just take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. There is a I don't know how to describe what I'm seeing at the moment. Just take a beautiful breath and stay in your high heart. There is energy looping at a diagonal that is happening right now It's a figure eight, the best that I can see. It's running on about a, what would that be? About a 40 degree, maybe a 45 degree angle, through your, pineal out and around, coming back through the pineal and out and around, in front of you and behind you. And there's, wow, there's another one that's happening. That is the mirror image, I guess you would call it. So the first one went out front and up and back through and down. The second one is going through the front, coming down in the loop, and then back up above. Oh, this is really hard to describe. Just allow yourself to feel the energy moving. This is, there's something to do with the actual chambers. This is trying to correct distortions that have been, engineered throughout this civilization. So this is coming online right now to correct distortions, especially in the pineal pituitary interfaces. This has also got to do with the alignments that are happening. The sun, through our solar system. Beautiful. Just take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. This is that's starting to really move quite a bit of energy. Many of you, the purging has calmed down and you're able to now feel into these discs, if you will, the 15 discs that are horizontally stacked through your fields. This is going even beyond the Earth Star and the Galactic Star. This is the first time I've seen light body architecture expand beyond. And again, they're telling me this is it's 15 aligned with the Father Principle. And the activation, the purification, divine truth, divine as that activation runs directly through the pituitary and the pineal. This is the looping is, it's, I apologize, I can't articulate more effectively. Just feel into this. Many of you are feeling quite a bit going on at your ascension chakra in the back of your head and in the higher mind areas. This is in response. And this is very, 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 very much so part of the purification. From distortions, from the many levels of interference from Orion. Through this deep dive, Orion has definitely played major roles. The Orion beautiful. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. You may be feeling quite a bit coming up with your Anahazi. These are the lion beings. Often associated with the pyramids and Giza, Egypt, the Sphinx, the White Lion, beings, Lyra, but the higher level of them is also known as the Anahazi. Many of you may be seeing, feeling, or experiencing a blue flame at this time. Again, this is part of the reclaiming of your Melchizedek aspects and lineage, the blue flame Melchizedek levels of consciousness, awareness, and memory. You might feel a blue flame around you, engulfing you for the next couple of hours, maybe even the next couple of days. And I want you to bring your awareness down now into your central column once again. We're going to go ahead and bring our awareness and disconnect from that great central sun, the cosmic heart, all the way down through the great central sun, through our solar system, And as we pass through our sun, our solar gate, if you will, our sun, you'll be noticing how much information and diamond codes you're actually seeing come through from our sun, down through your central column, coming in and hitting that location well above your galactic star. And as those codes come in, those they're coming in, they're the I keep hearing white diamond codes, the white Elohim diamond codes. And as those come in, they're actually dispersing through the outer ring. So these white diamond codes actually are going through that outer circle. And it's interesting, they're coming in through those 15 discs, and it's actually like playing these diamond sun codes on these 15 different discs that are going horizontal up your spine or up your body. And there, these codes are going into the central column, into the spinal fluid, into your nervous system, but they're coming in at each location. Wow, they're just dancing on these discs, these 15 different discs of light. And they're feeding into your central column, even outside of your body. This is feeding into the light body. Many of these diamond sun codes, not even in the physical body, they're actually activating these 15 different discs. Again, this has to do with the Father principle. This has to do with the Father frequencies, divine justice, divine divine truth and justice. It's always what I've referred to, the Father frequency. Again, the Mother is the 13th, and the Divine Father the 15th. We're going even higher. Incredible. And just sense yourself as this larger field of light. This is you beyond your physicality. And that activation through the pineal and the pituitary, that's still very much visibly present in each of you. Wow. Beautiful. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. Again, the blue flame, Melchizedek's, they emanate that blue flame frequency as we continue to integrate our Melchizedek aspects, if you will. And the reason we're able to integrate these aspects, these blue flame Melchizedek aspects, is because of all of the unraveling and the unlocking of Gaia. Many of these fragments of ourselves have been locked into these distorted fields, these distorted grid systems that we have not been able to get out of before. And as these continue to unravel, as we continue to bring the light body of Gaia online and taking apart all of the distorted reverse engineered technologies, those aspects of us that got frozen or locked or locked down in those distortions are becoming once again available. Beautiful. Some of these aspects have not been available since, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Incredible. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath, please. This is bringing in more and more of your purified Melchizedek levels, which really are much higher states of consciousness. Many of us incarnated onto this planet hundreds, thousands of years ago to bring in true wisdom, and it got hijacked. It got taken apart, but we are at the point where we're able to start retrieving that information and that access into that level of consciousness. Many came in at the time of the Essenes. Many came in well before that, trying to prevent the fall. Wow, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The fall that took place when the Sumerian and the Egyptian wars happened. And even well before that. So take a nice, beautiful, deep breath and really call back those aspects of your blue flame Melchizedek. Aspects of consciousness. Reclaiming, bringing them home through a purified field of light, allowing the beautiful discs of the Father Principle that have embedded and been brought in and activated within your light body, that is the divine truth and divine justice, to emanate, purify, clear, and bring this information more forward as your pineal and pituitary open up into receiving higher communications of wisdom and light. Really beautiful. And at this time, you may want to go ahead and bring up your connection from Gaia's crystalline core, or as many of you may want to just keep that connection intact. It's purely up to you. I would highly, 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 highly recommend some space to rest with this activation of light. And in this now moment, I want you to please bring your awareness back into your heart. Asking for the highest level of illumination of your pure source energy, information and light to come into your conscious awareness. Welcome back your blue flame Melchizedek aspects as we continue on this beautiful journey of awakening, of the ascension process, of the Christos Sophia mission. Many refer to this ascension process in those terms. And take one more nice, beautiful, deep breath and remember that you are pure source, light, energy. And with that knowing, please open your eyes. Wiggle your feet. Maybe rub your hands together and come fully back into your body. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Coming fully back, fully aware, fully anchored. Feeling and remembering those new horizontal discs of light and the larger field of your light body activating, coming online, and allowing an expansion of your memory, of your connection. One more nice deep breath, fully awake, fully aware, fully in your high heart. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to thank you for being fully present and for being on this amazing journey of remembrance. Blessings, and thank you.